2,500 PhD level exam questions, 11 hours and 11 minutes. The model everyone currently calls the smartest on the planet took 78 hours to do the same thing, more than 3 days of continuous compute. Same questions, same quality, different silicon. Welcome to AI in 15 for Friday, August 14th, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Today, Google ships Gemini 3.7 Flash 3 weeks after 3.6 Flash at half the price, while the flagship it actually needs is still nowhere. OpenAI and Cerebras preview a model running 750 tokens a second. And the interesting argument isn't about speed. An open weights model marketed explicitly on cyber capability. Anthropic in talks to spend $6 billion, not on talent, on cost structure. Plus, DeepSeek does two contradictory things in one day, and a 24-hour news channel with no humans on camera. Marcus, Gemini 3.7 Flash, start with the number that made you sit up.
DeepSeek went from 49% to 65.3%. That's a 16-point jump on an agentic coding benchmark for what's nominally a point release. Frontier Code Main, 34 to 43.6. Web Dev Arena Elo, 1538 to 1588. Google's calling it their most intelligent workhorse model yet, and they flipped Gemini Spark over to it the same day.
And the price?
75 cents per million input, 375 output, half what 3.6 Flash cost. But it's introductory. It expires December 31st, and then doubles.
That's a strange thing to advertise.
Simon Willison flagged exactly that. Why publish a price that doubles in 5 months for a model whose predecessor lasted 3 weeks? The commercial read is Google is buying volume in the cheap and fast tier before the market settles, betting nobody's still on 3.7 Flash when the bill arrives.
But the reason this is our lead isn't the model.
No. It's that Gemini 3.5 Pro is still delayed, and Google's AI organization is visibly wobbling. August 5th, Demis Hassabis stepped down as DeepMind CEO to become chairman and Alphabet chief scientist. Kore Kafukchuoglu runs daily operations now. And Jeff Dean, 27 years at Google, is leaving to start a public benefit corporation called Discovery Loop.
Fortune had a piece on why.
Low morale, a talent exodus, model delays. So the picture is a company that can iterate its cheapest tier every 3 weeks and still can't get its flagship out the door.
Is the Flash tier even defensible?
That was the sharpest question in the thread. Google published no benchmarks against OpenAI's Luna or Terra. And OpenAI just cut Luna's price roughly fivefold. If your differentiator is cheap and fast, and everyone's cheap and fast, you don't have a differentiator. You have a price.
Cold open story, Cerebras and OpenAI.
Limited preview of GPT 5.6 Sol running in what they're calling ultra-fast mode on Cerebras wafer-scale hardware, up to 750 output tokens per second. Humanity's last exam, all 2,500 questions, in 11 hours, 11 minutes, against Claude Fable 5's 78 hours, 27. On GDP Val, they claim 5.6 times end-to-end speedup, with no quality loss.
How does the hardware do that?
44 gigabytes of SRAM on the wafer itself. Normal GPU inference is bottlenecked shuttling weights back and forth from memory. Cerebras keeps them on chip and sidesteps the whole problem.
Caveat?
2. There's no pricing anywhere in either announcement, which reads as either, if you have to ask, or OpenAI measuring demand before committing. And neither post says outright that the artificial analysis comparisons were independently rerun. So some of those speed multiples rest on internal data. I'd probe that rather than repeat it.
You said the interesting argument isn't about speed.
Right. And this is the bit worth keeping. When a model reasons, it makes one pass, top to bottom. Humans iterate. We draft, we scrap, we try again. At 750 tokens a second, running 5 attempts and picking the best becomes cheaper than one careful attempt is today. That's not a convenience improvement. That changes what you can build around the model.
Z.ai released GLM 5.3 this morning, and the tagline is doing a lot of work.
Built to code. Ready for cyber defense. Post-trained on a 743 billion parameter base, and their pitch is refreshingly plain. Scaling post-training is all we did. They claim frontier coding and agentic performance while using fewer output tokens, which is a genuine cost lever rather than a benchmark line. Coding plan and Z-code first, API and open weights after what they call rigorous safety evaluations.
Set the stakes with the predecessor.
GLM 5.2 scored 62 on SWEbench Pro, 81 on Terminal Bench, at roughly a sixth of closed frontier API cost. SemGrep found it beat Claude Code on their vulnerability detection benchmark at about 17 cents per bug found. NIST published a formal assessment in July, and Arctic Wolf rated its cyber capability as comparable to Opus 4.6 from February.
So, 6-month-old frontier offensive capability, downloadable.
That's the shape of it. And I want to be careful here, because the write-up genuinely reads like researchers wrote it. Hacker News noticed that and warmed to it. The technical work looks real, but emergent cyber capabilities as a marketing headline on an open weights release is new. And the phrase, after rigorous safety evaluations, means something quite different when the deliverable is a file.
Because you can't recall a download.
You can't recall a download. The evaluation is advisory the moment the weights ship. And I'd push on the framing too. Cyber defense and cyber offense are the same capability pointed in different directions. Nobody has ever demonstrated otherwise.
Fair to say the open tier is having a fortnight.
Kimmy K3, GLM 5.3, Quen 3.8, DeepSeek V4 Pro. One commenter summary was that GLM still shy of Sol and Fable, but only by a hair.
Anthropic. Bloomberg says $6 billion for an Israeli startup called Descartes.
Talks are early, could fall through. Standard caveats. Descartes is known for real-time generative video and world models. Lucy edits live video. Oasis generates simulated environments for robotics training. But the reporting frames something else as the actual driver. GPU optimization software that cuts the cost of training and running models.
So they're not buying the video.
They're buying margin. Anthropic wants its existing infrastructure to absorb more demand without proportionally more spend. Tech Times tied it directly to a 77% gross margin target ahead of a possible IPO. And Descartes was valued at $6 to $7 billion privately, so this is roughly par, not a bargain.
Context this against their numbers.
Anthropic projected its first operating profit in Q2, around $559 million on $10.9 billion revenue, more than double Q1. Claude Code passed $1 billion annualized within 6 months.
And the skeptical read?
Ed Zitrons argued at length that the profit figure is flattered by a ramp-up discount on their reported $1.25 billion a month compute deal. I'd note his framing is aggressive. But you don't need his conclusion to find the acquisition telling. Buying a margin improvement company immediately before going public says where the pressure actually sits.
2 years ago, labs bought people.
Now they're buying cost structure. $6 billion for chip efficiency software is a statement that inference economics, not capability, is the binding constraint on the business.
DeepSeek did two things yesterday that don't obviously go together.
First, they open-sourced DeepSeek Harness under MIT, an agent framework where every capability is a swappable plugin. Models, tools, skills, sessions, sandboxes, scheduling, the UI. Built on their Cordis kernel, so you can hotload plugins without restarting a running process. the feature getting attention is observability, an append-only log of everything the model saw, and a trajectory view where you resume, fork, search, or replay any run. 600 points on Hacker News, and one of the authors turned up in the thread taking feedback.
That sounds genuinely useful.
It is. Now the other half. Effective Sunday, they're raising API prices between 50% and 1100% depending on model, token type, and time of day, with a new peak and off-peak split.
1100%.
V4 flash output goes from a flat 28 cents to 66 off-peak, $1.32 at peak. V4 Pro output from 87 cents to nearly $4. But the quietly brutal one is cash read pricing on Pro, up roughly 6 times off-peak, 12 times at peak. On long agentic coding sessions, cash hits are routinely 90% of your input tokens.
Why now?
They say they're allocating resources more reasonably. The read on Hacker News is their capacity constrained by domestic demand and using price to shed load. And here's the juxtaposition. On the same day OpenAI cut Luna's price roughly fivefold, DeepSeek raised its own roughly fivefold. As one commenter put it, they went from much cheaper than Luna but twice as slow to about the same price and still twice as slow.
Which erases the entire market position.
We led with DeepSeek yesterday on exactly that value proposition. Cheap Chinese inference was a structural assumption in a lot of people's 2026 plans, and it expired with 2 days' notice.
Brief return to the TLDV breach, because there's a detail we didn't have.
We covered the missing tenant isolation rule, 181,000 meetings, 84,000 users. What's landed since is the mechanism that turns a data leak into a surveillance capability. The exposed records included joinable conference IDs for calls in progress. And the researcher reports that for private calls, presenting as TLDV, impersonating the note taker, was usually enough to get waved in.
So, the social convention is the attack surface.
Nobody threat models the note taker. A bot joining your call is unremarkable, and that unremarkableness is the exploit. Reported January 28, still unfixed 6 months later, CTO never responded.
Two releases to pair, because they're the same story. Meta's Muse Glimmer and Grok 4.6.
Glimmer, we covered on launch. 30 billion parameters. Genuinely Apache 2.0. One consumer GPU. The detail worth adding is block-level speculative decoding. 16-token block speculation gives a claimed 3x decode speedup on an RTX 5090. That's the difference between a local model you demo and one that can sit inside a real agent loop.
And Grok 4.6, which we also touched.
The number that's firmed up is the price comparison. 61 on the Artificial Analysis Index, matching GPT 5.6 Sol, one behind Fable 5 Max, at $2 in and 6 out, against Sol's 5 and 30. 60% cheaper for matched index performance. Artificial Analysis' own write-up says it leads on cost efficiency.
Three Frontier-adjacent releases in 48 hours.
All competing primarily on price. When the top four models sit within a point of each other on a composite index, the index has stopped being the product.
Last one, and I'll admit it's a little close to home. Mirage launched a 24-hour AI news network on X.
Formerly Captions, founded by ex-Snap engineers, went live Wednesday on the @TryMirage account. AI-generated anchors, real-time, no human on camera at any point. They raised $75 million in March, about $175 million total.
There have been AI anchors before.
Kuwait's Fedha, India's Sana, both 2023, but those were segments inside human-led broadcasts. This is a standalone channel, and choosing X over a broadcast platform tracks X's whole 2026 push into live video.
Marcus, is this a threat to us?
Kate, we're an AI-generated podcast about AI. I think we're on the wrong side of that question. But the real problem isn't whether synthetic anchors are convincing. A 24-hour channel still needs somebody deciding what leads and what gets dropped. And that layer is now completely invisible to the viewer. Variety's headline asked, "Who this is for?" I'd ask, "Who's editing it?"
One to watch, OpenAI's S1. They filed confidentially June 8th. SEC review typically runs 60 to 90 days, which puts the public filing window at roughly the end of this month. Nothing on Edgar as of last weekend.
Counter. The timeline has already slipped once, and confidentially filed is not going public. But when that document lands, every number this industry argues about becomes an audited disclosure.
That's your AI in 15 for today. See you tomorrow.